Hey, this is Pastor Jay Lee, and you're listening to the Daily Sabbath Podcast. Mark chapter 2, verses 9 through 11. Which is easier, to say to this paralyzed man, "Your sins are forgiven," or to say, "Get up, take your mat, and walk"? But I want you to know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins. So he said to the man, "I tell you, get up, take your mat, and go home." A paralyzed man was brought by his friends in the audacious hope that Jesus might be able to heal his paralysis. They went so far as to break through the roofing of the house Jesus was in to bypass the crowds and get their friend in front of Jesus. But surprisingly, upon seeing the faith of this man and his friends, Jesus proclaimed, "Your sins are forgiven." Now this offended the teachers of the law, as they thought to themselves, "Who can forgive sins but God alone?" They weren't wrong. Jesus responded with this question, "Which is easier, to say to this paralyzed man, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Get up, take your mat, and walk'?" Now, on the surface, it's obvious that it's easier to say your sins are forgiven, because there would be no way of validating whether it was true or false. But to say, "Take up your mat and walk," was much harder, because it could not be faked, and instantly everyone would know whether Jesus had power or not. But I think there is a subtle double meaning here. Because the real truth, which no one in the room that night quite comprehended yet, was that being able to proclaim forgiveness of sins was in fact the hardest thing to do, virtually impossible. It was so hard that it would require God Himself to become flesh, be rejected by His own creation, and offer Himself as an atoning sacrifice on the cross. It was so hard that he would need to be raised from the dead. All but impossible. Not just in the miracle of it, but in the impossibility of a God who would be so loving that he would humble himself to such depths. Impossible. But the impossible became possible through the incarnation, death, and resurrection of Jesus. And so your reflection for today is this. Jesus has made the impossible possible. He is willing and able to forgive you if you will turn to Him. Have you received the healing gift of forgiveness yet? The closing song for this episode, "Help Me Find Them," is by Truth. For more music from Truth, you'll find a link in the episode description. If you're enjoying the podcast and you would like to support us, you can leave us a rating and review at Apple Podcasts or Spotify, or you can buy Pastor Jay a cup of coffee. If you would like to contact Pastor Jay, visit dailysabbath.com or our Instagram at dailysabbath.
Gonna get quieter in the house, and I'm not sure how that'll feel. Seems like time is speeding up right now, like everything is getting real. When I no longer hear the children's laughter, I sometimes wonder how I would deal. I'm so glad I have you to talk to about these things. Don't know where I'd be without the guidance and joy that you bring. Even when I have a heavy heart, I can still sing, because you showed us how to embrace joy through suffering. When I go through hard times, God, I got you. But there are some people hurting who don't know what to do. The child whose father left when she was young. Mom has to work all the time, so she's so alone. The other kids get dropped off at school with smiles and hugs. She walks herself to school so mom can sleep off the drugs. There's a young man who lives with depression every day. Time heals it all, right? But 10 years later, he still feels the same. Last night, he decided it was time to make a change. He bought a 45 revolver so he can finally take the pain away. God, these are the people that I need to find. Like the man 10 minutes away from cheating on his wife. Help him see that this decision ends his happy life. Let me find your children and show them that there's still time. I want to show them that they are loved. Wish I could take away his gun and give that girl a hug. God, if my words can help anyone, then help them find the ones that we spoke of.
I was reading about your son the other day. I'm really sorry he had to die that way. I mean, I really appreciate how he sacrificed himself to make a way. That's really cool that now I can get to see you one day. I cannot imagine standing there before you. I want to hug you, but I don't know if I'll be able to move. I'll probably cry, but you know how I am when it comes to that. I wonder if I'll be able to talk. I wonder if I'll be able to stand. Maybe then we'll go for a walk. You know, have that father-son talk. I'll ask if you are proud of me and the life I lived. I'll thank you for helping me share the things that I did. I'll tell you that I'm sorry for the harm that I caused, for the time that I ignored the things that you taught. You'll probably be like you always are. Tell me, son, you gave that to me. Don't give it another thought. My son died, and because of that, we can talk. He knew one day me and you would go on this walk. Just ask him yourself. Come on, he's over here. Then he topped the next hill, and by the stream, Jesus was standing there. I fell to the ground and began to cry. Here's the man that gave me my life. He sacrificed his so that I wouldn't die. He knew one day he would lift me up from the ground and look into my eyes. He wouldn't have to say anything because it has all been said. Living out the final story in that old book I read. Sorry, God, my imagination runs away. What were we discussing? I think I was praying for advice on how to help with all the suffering. Yes, I want to find the ones that need you now. I want to show them love and show them how. They can break their chains and erase their doubt. Show them Jesus Christ has got them now. God, I was just gonna pray for you to help me sleep. Then I started talking and things got a little deep. There's just a lot going on in my mind right now. We got a virus lockdown, can't go outside right now. They started a war and they're telling us to choose sides right now. Politicians and media think that we are blind right now. God, we need your help so we can make things right, right now. God, I guess to sum it up, I really, really love you. I thank you for your son and all the things that you guys do. Look out for my people. Help me reach the ones in pain. I thank you for the opportunity to reach them, and I pray this in your son's name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.